Hello and welcome to Jibe Talking, the Volvo Sailing Podcast. Well, this week we will mainly be in New Zealand as we talk to the Managing Director of Emirates Team New Zealand and all-round sailing superstar Grant Dalton about his trip on the camper boat competing in the next Volvo Ocean Race, the Volvo Legends Regatta and many other things. Talking of Volvo legends, Mike Sanderson joins us as he's announced as skipper of the Chinese entry into the Volvo Ocean Race. We've got all this and a little bit of Ben Ainslie. But now, those all-important Volvo Sailing Podcast news headlines. Marcus Weiser and the TP52 container crew win the Audi Meg Cup Marseille Trophy. Mike Sanderson, winning skipper with ABN AMRO, returns to the Volvo Ocean Race with the Chinese Team Sanya. And Le Pommes takes the first leg of the Azores and back race. OK, Grant Dalton, no introduction needed, so none given. He recently sailed on camper from New Zealand to Fiji. How did it go?
It was a 4.5-day trip, which was part of a bigger trip that the guys are just completing now of testing. Pretty benign weather-wise. Then we got a reef in the main once, and, you know, really good, actually. It's the first time I've been at sea for years, actually. So I enjoyed it, yeah, probably more than I should, actually.
Now, obviously, Chris Nicholson was skippering the boat. Was it quite hard to be on the sidelines?
No, not at all. I mean, I spent the first day and a half just kind of working it out again, getting my sea legs back almost, and understanding the boat a bit more. I've sailed on the boat a bit, but I'm pretty much deskbound at the moment with the Volvo and the America's Cup. I mean, they're so good now. I mean, they're getting better. You know, we like to think that we were good when we were doing it, but these guys are better, frankly. They're all of them, actually. And it's quite amazing just to sail with them and the efficiency at which they sail. And, you know, there's, Nico's backed up with guys like Stu Bannatyne. I mean, he's won the race three times. And a lot of really good guys, so it's not difficult to... In fact, the last couple of round-the-world races I did, although I was skipper, I tended to form more as part of the crew and let the experts, you know, make the boat go fast, and I think that's really the way it should be.
As it does seem as if your experts did rather well, because of course this was the race from Auckland to Muscat Cove, and they very nearly beat a trimaran.
Yeah, I think that's more a reflection of the trimaran than necessarily we did very well. We just pointed it north and centre, and they kind of tried to follow a front that had passed the day before out into the east, and as my granddad once told me, never follow a dying breeze, and they kind of got parked up. So in the end, they came flying at us at about 8 knots more over the last 12 hours and just passed us just before the line, actually. It was amazing. It was almost like one of those shows where someone takes a train and someone takes a car and see who gets there first. So it was a bit of a mismatch, but good for the guys. Even though it was a trimaran, we really tried to actually beat them in the end when we realised that we might. And I'm told, talking to Nico on the phone from at sea, that they've had good testing conditions coming home and have ticked off a lot of stuff. So we're quite well advanced now, probably as advanced as we would like to be. You never get as far as you want to be in terms of testing, but we've done okay. We've had done some good stuff.
Now, obviously, Grant, it was a decision that came together with camper and everything else to make sure you were in the next Volvo Ocean Race, given that you've got America's Cups and everything else. Are you now pleased that that decision was made? Pleased to be back in the event?
Oh, absolutely. I never wanted to be out of the event. I've said many times, that, and you know, I'd like to thank Canute for that, because his help made it possible for us to get going and an introduction to camper. My head's in the America's Cup. My heart has always been in the Round the World Race, the Whitbread and now the Volvo. It's never left. And I followed the last two it's only two that I haven't been involved in all these years, and I followed those two like some, you know, schoolboy fan on the internet. I didn't play the virtual games, but I just about did, you know. So to be in it again, but more, I think even more to have New Zealand back in it, for Auckland to be a stopover again after all these years and have informed some part of that coming about, that's really gratifying. And I guess also to diversify Emirates Team New Zealand into the Round the World Race. I mean, it's perfect job, really. Perfect dream.
Finally, Grant, is just a thought on the fact that you've mentioned you've only missed the last two races. Volvo are putting together this Volvo Legends Regatta ahead of the start in Alicante next time. I just really wanted your thoughts on that idea.
Well, I think it's a fantastic idea. Yeah, it really is. I'm not sure I'm old enough to be in it. Having a current boat, I think that should exclude me from it and leave it to Skip Novak and Roger Nielsen and Laurie Smith and all those guys that have retired. So I sort of might just watch because I'm not involved. I can't be involved because I'm in the race. But I think it's great. Yeah, I'd love it if one of my old boats was there. I mean, I've had Mikey Dicks, I don't know, how many have I built? About six, actually, if you take the, you know, the backup boats as well. And I don't have a clue where any of them are. I don't know where any of them are. And I keep seeing on the, you know, another boat, Rothmans is coming, and Berger Viking's coming, and GB2's coming. I think it's fantastic. But I don't know, I'd like some of mine. I'd like to know where Endeavour is, actually. Or Fisher and Paykel, for that matter. And wouldn't it be great if they were there? So looking forward to it and catching up with all those people from all those years. And now they're all probably pretty sensible, but they certainly didn't used to be.
Now, Mike Sanderson, who planned one of the most meticulous Volvo Ocean Race campaigns ever seen with ABN AMRO, is back with something completely different. Skipper of a late entry into this year's event, China's Team Sanya.
You know, obviously we don't really have a chance of winning the race, but it's great to have another boat in the race, and we'll be out there, you know, giving it our very best shot. So, you know, it's a good thing all round.
This is a little bit different from your last campaign with ABN AMRO, when you had kind of 2 years and started from scratch to come in now. How different is it?
It's very compressed. What we needed to make sure we did with this campaign is set some very realistic goals. Our biggest issue is time. We don't have time to build a new boat. So with that in mind, we have to set some realistic objectives, make sure that we can have our fair share of successes in the race. It meant we set the budget so that it was realistic and able to be achieved, so that we were able to return good value on that budget, given, you know, how, you know, what we thought we would be able to do with regards to, you know, the odd podium position, the odd surprise win over one of the big teams, and, you know, really just to make sure that we made this a success and got China fully on the hook so that they hopefully will support us for a full race-winning campaign for the next version of the race.
How did you get involved, Mike? How did all this come about?
It's all very much through the Chinese government. Obviously, when China decide to do something, as with whatever they do, you know, they look at what the best way it is for China to learn as quickly as possible. So through the Chinese government, through the Volvo Group, in China, this has all been put together. You know, obviously, the Volvo coming to China is huge for Volvo. Volvo has a huge market in China in the construction, more so than cars. You know, no one's building more roads and things like that than China are at the moment. You know, obviously, to get a Chinese boat in the race is huge for the country. It's huge for Volvo, so very much a collaboration between a few different parties.
How's it going, putting a crew together now?
You know, it's great. It's an interesting process. All my ABN AMRO guys are basically involved in either other campaigns or the America's Cup and stuff. You know, I've had to look into a new group, and that's going to be fun. I mean, there are plenty of good guys around. I want to make sure that I've got very fast sailors in the team. I'm going to be prepared to compromise on Volvo experience to make sure that the guys I've got are fast. I look back to when EF won the race in 97. Card had lots of fast sailors on board, and you know, they really were able to create an upset over the Volvo legends. So because the legends, if you like, are wrapped up in other campaigns, I'm going to try and get guys who are equally as quick and we might learn a few lessons the hard way with regards to experience.
Now, Mike, can I ask you, which boat will you be using?
Well, look, you're still in the process of that, of working that out, Guy. I mean, pretty much all the Volvo 70s are available from the last race. Ericsson 3 is probably the only one that isn't. Although everyone's assumed we would have gone straight to Ericsson 4, you know, we need to make sure that the boat we get is going to deliver on our commercial bits of the campaign. You know, one thing which we need to do is we need to make sure that the boat owns a performance corner, if you like, so that at least we have one day in the sun. The boat choice isn't quite as obvious as people think. Got the Ericsson boats, which were very good when the wind speed was up and the reaching and the high speed reaching and running stuff. You had Pima, who was a very good all-round boat that went particularly well upwind. And then you had Telefonica boats, which were very quick and the light and moderate stuff. So really we're just trying to work out which we think will give us the most chance of being on the podium as often as possible, if possible.
Meanwhile, Ben Ainslie remains on course for a fourth Olympic gold after winning the Sailing for Gold Regatta Finn class, and he's back this weekend in the 80th JP Morgan Round the Island race, going around the Isle of Wight.
I think the recent success in the Sail for Gold Regatta is certainly going to help me in terms of this race be a little bit more relaxed. I think if things hadn't gone well last week, I would not be the happiest man around at the moment. It would have been probably quite difficult to sail with, so hopefully I'll be a little bit more relaxed next week. Certainly that should make myself and the rest of the team sail better and hopefully get a better result.
How much of a relief was it to get away with the win in the Finn last week?
Well, to win the Sail for Gold Regatta last week was a major step forward in terms of Olympic qualification. It was a high-pressure regatta. There was a lot at stake. It's probably the highest level of competition we'll ever see by the Olympic Games in the UK, so certainly was a huge regatta and vitally important to come out to the top. So I'm very relieved with the result and looking forward to the JP Morgan Asset Management Round the Island race and then afterwards the pre-Olympic regatta.
Well, that's it from this week's Jibe Talking. Remember, we'll be back with all the latest news from the world of sailing. In the meantime, please remember to check in at regular intervals to www.volvooceanrace.com.